Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Steiny. Overthrew Emmanuel Sanders.
When did this Kenny sign the contract?
You're a grown-ass man.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Well, we're talking about the pressing issue of the day, and I think a lot of Sunday's games going to come down to, I think, the health of Garrett Bradbury.
Yeah.
I mean, he's listed as questionable, and the question is, can Malik Collins and Javon Hargrave, can they wreak some havoc up the middle?
Yeah.
Against Darrisaw is a hell of a player.
Look at my man.
He's a hell of a player. And Eddie Ingram, of course, anchors that line along with Brian O'Neill and Blake Brandel.
Now, I don't know if you know, Steiny, so
we're talking O-line and A-gaps today, yeah, for Mike.
And I'm
going
to go D-line for the Vikings because they got a revamp.
Okay, hold on. Let me get the depth chart up.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
They don't have a Bosa or a T.J. Watt or a Micah, but they do have Andrew Van Turner, rookie Dallas Turner, who got a sack last week against the Giants. So I can't wait to see Brian Flores, Steiny, who took Kyle's offense behind the shed on Monday night. I know who wasn't there or whatnot, but I am telling you, we are going to see a six-man loaded box to where they're like, Purdy, you're going to beat us in the air. Not that you can't, but if y'all leave Minnesota with a dub, it's going to be Purdy throwing the ball, hopefully to Kittle, to Ayuk and Debo, and the rest of the gang. And I do got to say this. I don't know if you caught the morning roast, but they got a new segment where Shatsky's saying five plays he wants to see, and then they go back after the game during the week to see if he saw those plays.
Right.
But he mentioned Kittle on a certain play. I want to see Kittle just a red zone target, my friend.
Oh,
just
man.
Throw it to him in the red zone. I don't care what play it is. Just the RC Owens alley-oop or the give me something.
Well, he can't jump.
Who got this guy? Kittle's a wrestler. He can jump, Steiny. He can get up there.
Okay. Now, I wasn't going to do this.
Yeah.
And I need some 49er fans here to back me up. And we're going to go on the offensive against the Goo.
Hufanga!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Take your red zone discussion and stick it.
Okay. Hey, 60%.
Here's what you don't get.
That's not
60. Six field goals.
Eight.
Okay. First of all, just a question. Who led the league last year in red zone percentage of touchdowns? Percentage of touchdowns in the red zone. Who led?
I'm going to say the Niners.
That's correct.
All right.
They were the team that scored the most touchdowns.
Now, what about the Super Bowl?
This is how
the Guru computer works.
Well, this is
take that
right.
and take, stick it up you know
no,
where.
No.
Okay, hey.
They were the best team in the red zone last year.
In the regular. What about the Super Bowl in the playoffs?
Now, let's go to game one.
Okay. 2 of 5.
Right.
40%.
You do realize.
Okay.
The first field goal, you say, six field goal. They didn't get into the red zone on the first field goal.
Totally.
They got to the 29.
Gotcha. All right.
46 yards.
Yeah, but you're still the Niners. Punch it in.
On the fourth field goal, they got the ball to the 35-yard line.
That's it.
Okay, what about the fumble? From Breece Hall where you got it like at the 25 or the 27?
That's not the red zone. That's not the red zone.
Get it in the red zone.
Well, they
You're 10 yards away from getting it in the red zone. That's all.
They didn't.
I'm not nitpicking.
Yeah, you were.
I appreciate the effort. I get what you're saying.
You do realize.
But in the Super Bowl, the reason they lost is they couldn't get it in.
That's not the reason they lost.
It is, Steiny.
That's not the sole reason they lost.
It was part of it, a majority. You get one of those opportunities and you win the game.
All right, you want to know what I think, and you're going to probably come down my road.
No, I'm in a good mood.
Like, there's no such thing as red zone scoring, as far as I'm concerned. It's kind of, it just works out the way it works out.
Will you say this to the great Warren Moon? Say, hey, Warren, real quick before we get started. You know, I told my fans and my people this. He would be like, what?
My point is this. Every team gets into the red zone. Every team converts a certain amount of touchdowns, field goals, and fumbles. It's like the teams that score in the red zone tend to be good. They're good teams. Yeah. The teams that don't score as much in the red zone, they're not as good. Like,
and you killed me with last year's stats during the regular season. But
no, I'm just
that Super Bowl. I'm being honest. When you're as dominant as the Niners, I hold you to your standard.
Yeah, I'm being honest. Like, I don't think
so.
Like, I would never. In a crazy way, and I know there's going to be stats. I get there's stats, yeah, stats,
for
stats.
Everything.
But when it comes to the red zone, sorry, we got a red zone problem. Well, okay, what can you do? I mean, you try to score as much as you can in there.
But Kittle,
you run your best plays possible, and the 49ers in that situation scored more touchdowns in the regular season last year than any other team. Okay. The Super Bowl, they missed a couple opportunities in the red zone. But, like, I don't think they have a red zone problem.
Well, I would be a fool to say that. But what I have been consistent with, Steiny, is you got a 6'4", 250-pound tight end who I think is ultra-athletic. And I've been saying this, but this, Steiny, you know I'm not saying this predicated on the 6 field goals in one game. I'm really not. But I am bringing in the playoffs where you had 7 points in 2 games at halftime at home because I want to know what happened to the offense. Chalk that down. I brought up last year. But my point is, if you get more opportunities moving forward, can we see George Kittle just a pass to him in the red zone like they did Brent Jones, Dwight Clark, who else? Todd Christensen, Jason Witten. Those, the great Kellen Winslows. Those are the times you use your guy.
I'm just saying.
I would like to see the Niners do that more moving forward.
And I'm just saying that if you drive the football down to the 35 and you stall,
that's not the red zone.
And your and your kicker kicks a 55-yard field goal, it's like I don't look at that as we missed out on 4 points,
right.
Or we can't keep doing it. It's like you're at the 35.
Yeah.
It's only a third of the field. I mean, it's only two-thirds of the field you've covered.
And
you still got a third of the way to go.
I just want to see more of them. But, Steiny, at the end of the day, he got 4 for 40. Had 5 targets thrown his way. Caught 4 passes, 40 yards. But, you know, again, I think he could do more in the passing game.
All right. Well, then.
And I know a former player feels that way, and I'm not just saying that because a player told me. I'm going to quit saying his name, but.
Yeah. John Taylor.
Oh, my gosh.
John Taylor.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just
John Sally. We haven't talked about one big element of this game. Michael. Have you ever broken up and
Al
then you
Michaels?
See your ex somewhere? You always want to look good. You always want to make sure your stuff is in order, right? Sam Darnold's ex is the San Francisco 49ers.
Okay.
And I do wonder, they had success against the Giants. We know what he was supposed to be coming out of college, Steiny, but this is his revenge game. And I know at the end of the day, once the ball's kicked off, all that goes out the window. But we saw, who can I think of? Jordan Poole come back and play the Warriors. Yikes. Didn't go kind of the way, you know, he would want it to go. I wonder what we get from old Sammy Sunday, Steiny.
I wonder. Who do you give the advantage to? The 49ers? The 49ers because they know Darnold? Or the Vikings because Darnold knows the Niners?
I'm going to give it to the Niners because I don't think Darnold knowing anybody has ever worked. You know what I mean?
He knows that 49er offense inside and out.
Right, but
he just tells their defensive coordinator, Brian Flores.
Yeah.
And now we got trouble.
Take that, Mike!
That's what I wonder about. I wonder how important it really is that Darnold played for the Niners last year in terms of information that each team would have on the other team.
Mm.
But we'll see.
Yeah, we'll find. It's only Niners only favored by 5.5.
They're on the road, bro.
But they're the Vikings are 1-0 of the NFC. They played the Giants.
Okay,
I don't even want to call them.
They
Giants.
Shut them down.
Yeah.
So what?
Right. Daniel Jones started. They were waiting for him as he walked to his car and booed him. I don't think I've ever seen
fans
that.
Fans are the worst. They're the worst.
When they're not happy. We just heard Mike. Film on Mike was, that was venom. Exactly.
And the 49ers are going to the Super Bowl probably.
No.
And he's still mad.
No, they got a game this
That's
Sunday.
Why the fans are the worst.
We'll see.
Most fans, most football fans don't appreciate how good they have it.
No, I think you underestimate. Fans are tired of the old, like, put a ring on it. They, you know, tomorrow's not promised. Look at Tua. Do we really step back in sports and understand how fragile this thing is, Stoney, how things can change and injuries can change it all? Tua may never see the field again, or maybe he will. But that's why Niner fans are frustrated, I believe. I'm frustrated for him. I'm frustrated for Kyle.
Okay. I get that you were frustrated by losing the Super Bowl last year.
In overtime.
You can't be frustrated now. It's a new season. You're 1-0. You got the Vikings coming up next.
Stiney, Phil, Mo, Mike. I got you.
I mean, what is, like, seriously.
That pain doesn't go away. The wins help it, numb it. But at the core of it, the essence of it, Stoney, it is, you can't fast forward to January.
I know
right.
You can't. So
play your Lynch sound. TK,
we should have that on the board.
Okay, because that's your go-to.
We should have that on the board.
You can't assume anything.
For that I can bring it up anytime.
I don't want to tempt you.
Yeah. We'll see. That's my exact idea. We'll see.
Well, who called in yesterday and I did have a real problem with it? I'll tell you in a second. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. What I'm sensing among 49er fans is it's going to be... Let me ask. Is there a segment of 49er fans that just aren't going to enjoy the regular season? Like, they're just not going to be able to enjoy it because of the past and the fact that they've had good teams in the regular season before. Are we really going to... if they beat... They got the Cowboys and the Chiefs back-to-back?
And they
something
got
like that.
The Rams next week.
Yeah, I mean, if the 49ers start 9-2, are the fans really... not going to be happy? Instead, they're going to be, well, we've been here before.
No, they're Wait, watching.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, my book's coming out, Fan, that's the name of it. And I'm telling you, Stoney, there'll be pleasure. So there's no way, and you're right, no Niner fan, as hurt as they are, they're watching, but the expectation is through the roof now. But you still appreciate the dub that week. But you're right, that void of, is this real? And it starts to fester more as the Niners, let's just say, Stoney, they start off 8-2, which nobody would be shocked, 11-3. You know, it's like, oh, my God, here we go again. Am I going to be heartbroken? And psychological, it hurts, but there's no way, and I'm telling you, I'm being real, that a win every Sunday does not help. No doubt about it. But you're watching it like you're just, they better not F this up.
Nah.
Yeah.
You hate to see it.
Yeah. Man.
That's an inside joke.
Yeah. Like, Evan didn't remember, but
it's an inside joke.
Yeah.
You know what we're talking about, Evan?
Well, don't get...
See, I'm not going to say it on the air.
Don't rob a bank with Stoney. Hey, here's my license. We're getting away. I'm leaving my license right here. Yeah. Good
just,
God.
Just wave to the camera.
Don't wave to it. What are we doing? Keep moving.
Oh, yeah. Man. You don't listen. If you're a 49er fan, listen to your boy, Stoney. No need to feel heartbroken right now. It's a good chance you'll feel that in January. Well, so don't.
Wouldn't that mean, though, the Niners fans would actually enjoy the regular season more? No, like most of them, I think that's what Mike is so angry.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Agree about as he wants to just enjoy the regular season before heartbreak.
But see, I'm going Dr. Phil, Evan. I don't see it that way, and I think that's why that vitriol is what it was with Mike, because the regular season will never supersede that pain of the last decade. That's just me. Evan could be right, but that he was lashing out. That was like, I get it. I understand it. You know what I mean?
I think Michael Scott. You know, I'm ready to be hurt again.
Well, for that's a three.
Oh, boy. Who's that?
Oh,
who's that? Michael Scott? Oh, I know who it is. It's the he used to work the board, right?
He used to work the board here. Alexander Scott. That's not
who's
him.
Mike Scott?
He used to pitch for the Astros.
He was good.
Yeah. He's the main character in The Office.
All right, give it to me, Evan.
He just told you.
I don't know who the guy is.
Main character in The Office.
Wait, what's his name?
Michael Scott, played by Steve Carell.
I've watched that show.
Yeah,
I just didn't know that
it's
was his
classic,
name.
Man.
Okay, what was the name of the young dude who liked the receptionist?
Jim? Or yeah. John Krasinski?
Look at my man. Yeah.
It's a great show.
It is.
That's a great
it
show.
It ain't up there with Cheers or Seinfeld, but it's knocking
you
on the door.
You know what? I may have it supplant Cheers, because Cheers was great, but a little bit dated. If you watch
that's
it now.
That's what made it great.
No, but if you watch Seinfeld now,
Norm?
It's still funny.
Oh, my goodness. Woody was so dumb. Hey, oh, man.
Actually, who was dumber, Woody or Coach? They were both a little bit fried.
Coach was dated. Coach was old.
If you know what I mean. Yeah. So, all right. 888-957-9570. Can I ask 49ers an earnest question? Like, what is your approach to watching the 49ers this year? Are you able to wipe the slate clean from last year and a year before? And are you able to look at this team as a team that's no more or no less than 1-0 right now? And go into the year with no expectations, but thinking you're good, and riding with a team that you hope will win 11 games, and maybe that's your, you know, that's your goal. You want to get 11 wins and get a top three seed. And if you're working on that kind of season, you're not going to think about the past until you get to the playoffs. Or are 49er fans so hurt, not hurt, but so
frustrated. Nah, flummoxed,
all those things.
You're still watching and going to the game. That's what, you know, just like Monday, Stani.
Are you okay? Are 49er fans enjoying games now the same as they did, let's say, in 2019 when the team started to win under the Shanahan regime after Chip Kelly and Jim Tomsula?
That's a phenomenal question. And a
888-957-9570.
Not a diehard Niner fan. I got to believe the psychological aspect of the answer to that question is no. You feel slighted. You still enjoy it, Stani. Don't get me wrong. But you have that back in the back of your mind. That's the title of the jam. Just like Buffalo. If you ask Buffalo Bill fan year four after they lost the third Super Bowl, how do you think they're gonna watch? They're going to the game, but you're thinking that heart pain that heartbreak is there, Stani, bubbling like a zit ready to pop.
No, I don't like that analogy.
You had acne?
I just don't like the analogy. A little bit.
It worked for me.
A little bit.
But you know when you have something you can see it's ready to pop and you mash it.
But everybody it talks about me not being a fan. That's fine. When I was a fan of a team, and I can use the Celtics, when they lost to the Lakers in the finals, which they did twice, I approached the next year as, God, we got to get over the hump. Not, we have no chance to get over the hump.
Real quick.
Or during the regular season, the year after the Celtics would be eliminated by the Lakers and they were on their way to a 60-win season, during that 60-win season, I was thinking, we're going to get it done this year. Okay. We're going to get it done this year.
But you had to wait, though, because you stopped yourself. After game three of the 82-game season, you didn't say we're over the hump. Landmarks of a fandom okay, I feel good about it as it was getting the regular season was ending. So that's all I'm saying. Niner fans aren't going to say we beat the Vikings week one. I'm all good or I'm cured. It's something that over time.
But it's 2024.
Right.
The 49ers are 1-0.
Yep.
What does it serve anybody to focus on last year to a point where it doesn't allow you to enjoy this year because you're skeptical that they can get it done and you're waiting to get hurt again? Like, it's a new year. And, I think players can do that way better than fans.
And that's why I appreciate everybody on the Niners, the players and the coaches, for owning what starts with Fred Warner, the offseason. You know, it's Super Bowl or bust. Steve Young, the alumni. And, again, Matt, I think Fillmore Mike was hot because we haven't talked about where I'm going here. We don't know until Sunday morning if we just – and we will. It's about the Viking game. We don't even know if he's playing. So just think of what the Niners have dealt with just as an organization. You had to – whatever you want to call the Ayuk situation. It was a distraction. It was. It was leading off all the shows, then accompanied by Trent Williams. And now you got this thing that could I dare say linger, Stani, throughout the season? Even though guys like you and I believe, hey, if they lose McCaffrey, they'll still be fine. But just think about what he represents and symbolizes to the hardcore fans. You need him to get to the promised land. And you don't know if he's playing Sunday. And the season started, and he already has missed one game.
Travis Irby on the YouTube chat.
Travis Irby.
So he says, John Sally, we're fans. We can focus on whatever we choose to focus
and
on.
And there you go.
I get it.
We're all different.
That's what I'm asking you, Irby.
Oh, okay.
What are you focusing on? Because it sounds like a lot of people are focusing on last year's Super Bowl.
And there's no right or wrong.
And it's over.
And
it's
you know
over.
What? I'm psychoanalyzing Mike again.
Well, you need a whole team of doctors for Mike.
No, I got it right here. He wants to dive into the game this week so bad that you don't even have time or room to think about.
Okay.
And that's what set him off like Latifah.
Okay.
Because we were bringing up old stuff.
Well,
he is just about Minnesota and Sunday.
But it's you.
It's me.
Not me.
What's it?
You.
Oh, so now, see,
oh,
here we
my
go.
Gosh, I just thought of something.
What? And it looked like you really did.
Maybe
you got the Holy Ghost.
Are you doing this on purpose?
Doing what?
Continually bringing up the soup.
No, it's a character flaw I have of mine. I can't let go of the past. No, I'm not. No.
Is it your way to kind of stick at the Niner fans by constantly
See, now I'm getting mad because you're trying to separate yourself from Mike. He came in at you and I helped you, and now you're trying to say I did it. No, I get what Mike's doing, and they're fans like that. He don't want to hear a damn thing about what. Hey, Minnesota Niners. That's all Mike is about. I get it. And he lost it.
I think, you know what I think it is? At 888-957-9570. Let's put the rat on the table.
Give me the horse, Patoni.
Are you sick of Guru bringing up the Super Bowl loss? I think maybe you're the one perpetuating it, and you're worrying everybody.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You can sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
Oh, my boy, how did he know to hit that one? But they're special.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I wish we had the Steve Young sound.
Of
like him saying what's at stake and
not that's old.
Okay,
but to me, from 6 months ago.
To me, I saw him at the game. I wanted to go say something to him. Like I appreciate that honesty. We need more of it. But Steiny, this wouldn't be the first time. Real quick here.
Yeah,
I have been accused of living in the past. I can't let it go.
I know
some stuff is hard.
I know
that is a flaw.
But we all have flaws.
Austin and San Jose, Guru is like an alternative universe. The Niners won the Super Bowl in his eyes.
I mean,
the Warriors have some, what, six?
Sometimes that'll frustrate me just a touch.
Oh, man.
888-957-9570. You know what? Maybe today we're just going to make it official. We're flushing last year.
All right.
We're flushing last year.
There you go.
And anybody who brings it up, you're done. All right, you're
damn,
done.
Damn, like that. Me too.
No, I need you.
Yeah.
Like the flower needs the rain, you know I need you. You ever hear that song?
John Mellencamp.
It's not even close.
Who is it?
And John Salad. Like the flower needs
How are you going to say it and then not know?
I need you. Eric Carmen? Bread or ABBA? One of those three. Eric Carmen, Bread, or ABBA is my call.
Unlimited possibilities.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I also want to get into Brock Purdy and something that hit me on the way to work today about how many games he's quarterbacked and where he's going. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
BMO knows that for business owners,
like me,
time is money. So BMO moves fast.
Real fast.
You get quick decisions on loans, credit cards, and business accounts.
They're so speedy.
Fast, expert guidance and advice.
Notice a theme?
And quick and easy account openings in branch or online.
Whatever works for you.
So you can get back to business. Visit your nearest BMO branch to learn more.
Can I hear the music sting?
Of course.
BMO.
Accounts are subject to approval and provided in the United States by BMO Bank N.A. member FDIC.
You've been injured. You're going through a difficult time. That's why we make sure you can always reach us.
I'm always available, and my father is always available.
Tarek and I are here for you always.
And the team of Habas lawyers assigned to your case will also be there for you always.
We keep you updated with regular progress reports.
Our goal is to make sure the insurance company of the people who injured you do the right thing.
You'd think they'd want to do the right thing.
But no, that's not how insurance companies operate.
They've got experts.
Professional experts.
Whose only job is to try and prove the insurance company is not responsible for your injuries.
But here's the good news.
We're better at our job than they are at their job.
Unleash the power of Habeas Law. We're here for you, always.
Call Habeas Law at 1-800-INJURED. That's Habeas Law at 1-800-INJURED.
Talk with us and your day will get a whole lot better.
HABASLaw.com.
Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. Actor portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How did you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Go to unlock.com/radio to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Go to unlock.com/radio right now to see if you qualify to unlock the value in your home. That's unlock.com/radio. Go to unlock.com/radio.
Uncle, Kate's gonna leave me, and I need your advice.
What's the problem, John?
She thinks I'm cheating on her, but I'm not. It's just that I have ED now, and I don't know why.
Don't worry. The same thing happened to me. All men lose testosterone with age, and this can cause ED. I went to Balanced Medical Solutions, and they helped me rebalance my hormones. Now your aunt is happy again, and I lost weight, too.
Ah, thank you. I'm gonna call them today.
Guys, stop suffering. Call Balanced Medical Solutions now at 510-679-3300, or visit BalancedMedicalSolutions.com.
Lawton Skilled Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is a five-star facility located in the Sunset District of San Francisco and in close proximity to our preferred partner, UCSF Medical Center. At Lawton, you're in good hands with world-class nurses led by a well-known and UCSF-affiliated medical director in Dr. Darby Clayson. Contact Administrator Dan Daly at 415-566-1200. That's 415-566-1200 for any additional information.
How's business?
Good. Are you up to speed with the new beneficial ownership reporting requirements?
Sort of. What's it about?
It's a new initiative to help fight crimes like money laundering, fraud, and drug trafficking. A lot of small businesses like ours just have to report some basic info to the federal government about the real people behind them.
Reporting your company's beneficial ownership information is quick, secure, and free. And it helps protect U.S. national security. Learn more at fincen.gov/BOI.
It's better over here. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
It's the Guru. Steiny Guru.
We used to laugh.
Steiny Show. Let's go.
We used to cry. Used to bow our heads then, wonder why. Now you're gone, I guess I'll care.
I don't think we have time to wait for the refrain.
This is dark. I don't like this. This is when I break up with somebody or they would leave me or you catch them cheating. And you play this at the end of the movie and you're just reflecting. Turn it off!
Hey, you know what? That's one of the best bands, period.
Where are they from?
The name of the band is America.
I know. Where are they from?
I would assume the United States.
Hey, Smart.
But I'm not 100% sure.
Maybe Canada.
Yeah. Thank you, Spadone.
Thanks, Spadone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming up at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, it'll be a gush fest. That's for sure.
I always tell them every time, Spadone. I always tell them.
And you know what? I don't make fun of you. Because we all know how I get when we get a Kevin McHale here.
No doubt. We hadn't got him since your era.
Or Robert Parrish.
Yeah. Well, we had to cheat.
Well, McHale's becoming irrelevant because he's not really doing much these days. But 9256. Never mind, Goof.
Last thing about Tua, because I just saw something during the break. It's not that we can't. He had the greatest quote. Not only did he kiss Tua, you could just tell how their relationship. He loves him. He told Tua, get this, and I mean this, Bedoni. Everybody thinks I'm a joke. You're the starting quarterback of your family. You hear that? Like, that's what it, you're the starting quarterback for your family. It's bigger than ball, man. And I took that, like, that hit me in the cardiac. Like, it's bigger things at play, Donnie. You got the money, man. Just don't come back. Easy for me to say, right?
Yes. It is easy for us to say.
Shouldn't the shield protect the player from the player when it gets to this point?
I think it's a hard question. I think it's a hard question to answer. I think it's up to the individual. But, yeah, no, a lot of people in the wake of Tua's injury are saying maybe he should call it a career. I'm trying to think. I had the guys' names written down. Louis Riddick was one guy who suggested it.
I like Riddick. Hang him up, huh?
Yeah.
Or Antonio Pierce, I believe Spadoni was telling us Pierce, the Raider head coach, was...
Okay, yeah.
Okay. I appreciate the honesty.
Where is it, Spadone? Middle, top right, Arif Hassan. Oh, my bad. This is Antonio Pierce on Tua.
I'll be honest, I'll just tell him to retire. It's not worth it.
Wow.
It's not worth to play the game. I haven't witnessed anything like I've seen that's happened to him three times. Scary. You can see right away the players' faces on the field. You can see the sense of urgency from everybody to get Tua help. I just think at some point, you know, he's going to live longer than he's going to play football. Take care of your family.
Wow. He's going to live longer than he's going to play football. So why take off of that if you know what I mean, Stani? I know.
What's Tua, 25?
Man.
26.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is.
But what's his brain,
really
Stani? We found out that these concussions, they're minor brain bleeds, not even minor, you know? That's his age. But what's his you know, the brain's age with these hits?
No, I get it. I think it's
sad and it's scary.
I mean, I don't want to disagree with you just for the sake of disagreeing with you.
No, and there are people like saying it's going to be back out there.
This is football, man.
Yeah, no doubt. This is what you sign up for?
It's what we also sign up for. It's still got to be his decision, I would think, unless the Dolphins want to say we can't take the risk. I don't know. It's a tough one.
Yeah.
Let's go to Patrick. Patrick's in Stockton. What's up, Patrick? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Speaking of the shield, the Niners might be facing a little bit of trouble with McCaffrey's situation.
How come?
Let's just say, well, let me give you the facts.
Sure, okay.
So the McCaffrey deal, we found out an hour before kickoff that McCaffrey wasn't going to play. That's what the timeline is on that.
Right.
But Mason made a mistake and said in an interview, when they were interviewing, the lady asked Mason, when did you find out you were going to start? And he said, I found out on Friday.
Right.
If that's true, If that's true, and the Niners withheld that information until an hour before kickoff, we're talking millions of dollars they could be fined.
Yeah, and appreciate the call, Patrick. We were kind of aware of that after Monday's game. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but in the wake of that game, I did see a story from Matt Barrows in The Athletic that the league at this point was not investigating that.
All right.
And right after the game, I'm not saying he's telling the truth or he's not telling the truth, but Kyle Shanahan said he never told him he was going to start. He told him to be ready because McCaffrey was a little dinged up and he might not be able to play, so be ready. And I guess that's really the difference, saying be ready and not saying you're starting.
A little bit of breaking news here, boys. Okay. Per Adam Schefter, the Vikings have ruled out wide receiver Jordan Addison for Sunday's game against the 49ers due to ankle injury.
Okay.
So, Addison, who had a huge play, obviously, last year before the half.
Play of the game.
Steve Wilkes, all-out blitz, failed. Travarius Ward can get the pick. Addison gets the touchdown.
Yeah. All right. So no Jordan Addison.
Well, what do they have? Aaron Jones out the backfield? Like, they're going to double Justin Jefferson, the Niners, that is. So, again, Stoudy, it's 5.5. It's football, but I'm just like, from an offensive standpoint, if I'm the Vikings, I got Justin Jefferson and what? So,
Brandon Powell?
Yeah, we'll see.
He actually didn't have a bad game against the Niners. Well, all their receivers played pretty well that night last year in the 22-7 to 17 win.
Yeah. Cross country, 10 o'clock game.
In honor of Filmo Mike, what we could do is, you were talking about revenge games.
Yeah.
Well, if Jordan Addison's not playing, that opens up the door for Trent Sherfield.
Oh, your man.
Trent Sherfield.
Got one from Trey in preseason.
Oh, he did. He did. Yeah, I do too. 650 said, I disagree with the last caller. Just because Mason was told he'd start does not mean McCaffrey wasn't going to play.
And even if they got fined, they got the money. You know what I'm saying, Stoney? It wasn't like you're losing a draft pick if they did want to investigate.
What? I wonder. But it would seem to suggest that they're not going to be able to do the same thing this week.
Well, no, the rat's on the table now. Like, it's so severe, he's missed an injury. Everybody knows now it's about pain threshold, but the paperwork is the paperwork. Like, they're going to do the same thing, I believe, an hour before. What we got the sound. Christian McCaffrey himself saying, hey, it's all how it feels when I wake up Sunday mornings, Donnie.
So they're just going to go into week two and maybe subsequent weeks saying questionable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they will.
Do you think there's any collateral damage on that? Or, Guru, you're a fool. It's sports. You got to be ready to go when you're ready to go. Because before you answer, what fascinates me is if they do get McCaffrey Sunday, let's just say he played, is Kyle going to do anything different in regard to the disbursement of carries or usage for what we think is an injured Christian McCaffrey, Stoney? Or is he going to be, no? Hey, dude, you said you could play? I'm going to use you just like we always have. That's the game within the game for me. And I won't question Kyle, but if we don't see any adjustment or proration, Stoney, wouldn't you be like, was that the best thing to do, coach?
You know, here's where I think that we missed the boat. And it's the head scratching about what to do. Like, I think Kyle Shanahan's role in this is pretty simple. I think he says, hey, Doc, can he play or can he not play? And the Doc will either say, well, he's cleared to play. And at that point,
he's cleared.
At that point, Shanahan's going to play him. Or the doctor's going to say, well, he could play and he's cleared, but he does have some discomfort in that. Well, then that is Kyle Shanahan's decision. But what I'm telling you is, anytime you ask a coach, what's the status of this player, they always say, well, it depends what the doctors say. Doctors say he can play, he plays. Doctor says he can't play, he can't play. And I don't know what the doctors are saying about McCaffrey. I think he's probably cleared to play, but they know he's not by the work he's either not doing at practice or what he's not able to do at practice, they probably will be very, very cautious. I mean, you can't tell me that he wouldn't be cleared to play if this were a playoff game, obviously. Mm. So I don't know.
But he still are, only God can, Stanley, the football gods. The rat on the table here, nobody wants to talk about it, is the Achilles part of this injury. Because the worst case scenario is that thing were to go and then he'd be out in the season. And why I want to commend Christian McCaffrey is when you hear him talk, he is so definitive and basically not afraid of that possibility or whatever happens. He's looking at it from the gladiator that he is, Steiny, and he's like, if I'm ready, I'm going. And I just wonder if the entity, which is the team, is trying to say, hey, Steiny, I know if you think you're feeling good Sunday, but we would just feel better if you gave it a couple more weeks. And yeah, I'm saying that as a fan and a spectator, but Steiny, it looks like McCaffrey's so like, if I feel good, goo, I'm going out there and I want 25 touches. And that, but like,
I gotta be careful here.
Okay.
But I'm struggling to even talk about this because, like, there's kind of nothing to talk about.
Well, you said that when you made what, fun of what me do about we, being worried.
Like, we know nothing.
We know he missed a game.
Right.
And we know this started. But we can't. And I said that was alarming.
But
and
we you can't make a judgment on when he will play next.
Oh, no. That I got.
So.
That I got.
I feel like.
But it is a distraction. Can't we at least give it that?
You know what? What if I said no? Is Jordan Addison a distraction? He was just ruled out for the Vikings. Mm. Was Raheem Mostert a distraction? He didn't play last night for the Miami Dolphins.
Well, there's a sense of like closure there because
why?
Addison just ruled out, nothing to see here.
Well, what about
the
next
Niners
week?
Are taking this up to Sunday morning.
Right.
And again, it might not mean nothing for the team. I'm just, wouldn't you want that answer definitive by Thursday or Friday, you know, today? That's all. And again, it might not mean anything, but if this is going to be maybe par for the course for the rest of the season, that's kind of what I mean. That's all.
Like, we have no idea. He might play against Minnesota, gotcha. And he might miss 10 games. Like,
right.
That's all just the way it is. Right. And I
so
think
your point is just don't worry.
I think there's a lot of injuries like that in the NFL. Like, even Jordan Love, what, 3 to 6 weeks?
Yeah.
But they're saying, hey, might be able to come back sooner than 3 weeks. Well, what if he gets hurt again? Like, I think coaches measure this kind of stuff by the week, by the day, and I'm going to operate under the assumption he's probably not playing against the Vikings.
And I don't want to come across, you let me know how I'm sounding for real. I hope I'm not sounding like the sky is falling. I'm just saying this, you know, obviously is not how you want it to be going into each week. But it looks like that because of this injury and the status and the uncertainty, that's kind of what it's going to be for the next month maybe.
Well, again, that's what to me is futile. Mm. Like, I just – well, he might
what
have
do
to
you
miss
do
a,
with that?
He might have to miss a month. It's based, like, it's not based on anything, kind of.
Right.
It's and like the one thing that I would say is, I think we could all pretty much assume they'll be careful, right? I mean, they'll be careful.
They will.
Yeah, the 49ers.
But when you play the game and he's out there, that we saw with Tua, there is no being careful on the football field.
Well, that's just a fact of life.
All right.
And that's actually the one thing that hit me last night when I'm watching that game and I see Tua get a concussion, and in a way I'm thinking, well, their season's done. That team is in a lot of trouble. But then I'm thinking, man, that's a young quarterback who now things are in jeopardy. And that's why to me, I would try to enjoy every game.
Yeah.
Because that's
you
all you
know.
Got.
All right.
I mean, it's all you got.
Now, that sounds like something I would say, but in this instance, I'm kind of bringing up all the past, but I get that.
So I was thinking about this for Brock Purdy, about how do you assess him? And this is the thing that is starting to hit me. So he's played 22 regular season games, and he's 18-4, and he's been terrific in those games. And I'm looking at this year, and I'm starting to realize that kind of unfortunately for Purdy, I don't think the last 2 years really matter. Now, they've established a baseline. Like, if he is this quarterback, we're going to have to pay him. But, and I think he will be this quarterback. But, you know, people thought Tua was going to have a great year, maybe. And now they got to find out if he's going to play again. So, Purdy's quarterback 22 regular season games. And ideally this year, he quarterback 17.
Mm-hmm.
That's like almost half. Like, he's almost going to quarterback half his entire career this year. And I think what's at stake is what happens in the next 16 games. Like, I think that's going to be...
I feel like that's unfair, and you could be right.
I know, but I think it's the way it is.
And the premise of leading a team to a Super Bowl a year after, on the fly, you took the job, and you took the team to the NFC Championship games, Donnie, I just... And hey,
there
I'm not saying you're wrong. No, I'm just giving you facts. How can that not mean anything? Like, you're right. I know going forward, and starting this week, it's still, hey, you're still auditioning, but I guess I'm just having a problem with the premise of, yeah, you got to those heights, but now it's really go time in regard to how we break you down and analyze you.
I guess what I'm saying is...
Because that's a lot of good being wiped away that he's done. You know?
How many... But here's the thing, and this is the part that I don't understand. And it's Brock Purdy's been... how many quarterbacks came into the league and were good, and then they weren't? And I think there's a lot of them.
Kaepernick.
I think there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
And all I'm saying is, if Brock Purdy has a great year, he will get paid. If he doesn't have a great year, then I don't know what's going to happen with him. And I don't, like, the one thing I'm trying to figure out is, what does a bad year even look like for Brock Purdy? Because it's hard for me to imagine a bad year from Purdy in this type of an offense.
Well, let's say 23, I know he didn't throw any of either Monday night, but let's say 23 touchdowns to 16 interceptions. That's a bad, to me,
yeah,
with the standard he's come in with, I'd be like, whoa, you know?
That's, and they, like, go 11-6.
Yeah, and lose in the first, that would be kind of, whoa, that's some regression.
Yeah. That's what I'm wondering about.
And I don't think we're going to see anything remotely close to that. Like, I think Minnesota's going to shut down the run or do a damn good job selling out to stop the run with the six-man front. And now this will be the Brock Purdy game, or the passing games game, or opportunity to show, hey, we did it in the air. Deebo, Kittle, Juwan Jennings, even Jordan Mason out the backfield, and Ayuk. Like, I could totally see that happening. But that's game two, you know, still.
Right. I mean, 31, what was he? 31-11 last year, touchdown to interception.
God, dog, it was MVP candidate up until Christmas game.
Right.
Right. That's a long way into the season.
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out, not figure out, but I think when a quarterback plays like Purdy early in his career, we always assume that this is what it's going to be. And when we were talking about this guy yesterday, I did, like, how were Dak Prescott's first 2 or 3 years in the league?
Incredible.
Encouraging as hell, right? Now, let me ask you this. Did he get worse? No, not did he get worse. Has he not improved as much as you thought he would improve?
In the regular season, he's improved in regard to the stats,
okay,
and the wins. But now when you get to year 8, year 9, Donnie, you start to see just like Niners. We can enjoy the regular season, but what are we going to do in the postseason? And that's why a lot of people, hey, you can put up the stats, you can put up the wins, but you're not the same or at your best when it's most important. And that's where I believe he's failed at. So when you talk, and it's all what your agenda is, if you're telling me it's about the wins and the stats and the regular season, he's your guy. But if you're telling me it's about wins, Brock Purdy's shown me he can take you to the Super Bowl and almost get you there. So it's all dependent on what you deem applicable, what you get off on, Stoney, what your goal is. But if I want to win a Super Bowl, I'm knocking on Mahomes' door, and I believe I'm knocking on Brock Purdy's door. I'm not knocking on Jalen Hurts' door. I'm not knocking on Lamar Jackson's door, and I damn sure am not knocking on Dak or Derek Carr. Josh Allen is almost, I'm almost going to bypass his apartment door.
Well, can I ask you about Jalen Hurts?
Yeah.
Why not? He had four. Didn't he throw four touchdown passes in the Super Bowl?
And then
he had one fumble.
Right.
He had a fumble.
Right.
No, is that
no,
why?
No. It goes a lot to last year. They were 10-1, and he was the. I don't know if they believe him, but Stoney, he had a lot around him when he went. So I don't want to hate on the kid, but I just don't think he reads it to where he can win a Super Bowl. That's just me, and I could be totally wrong.
Man. Yeah, I don't. You know why? I don't, because I've made a lot of mistakes that way, like just ruling out a guy can or can't do it.
Well, Andy Reid for me, and I've learned from that.
Well, I mean, there's well, you haven't.
Well, no, the one win I get in it is Philly fan will say the Andy Reid thing didn't pop. What he did in Philly doesn't make them sleep better.
Right, but the question was whether he could ever win a Super Bowl, and the answer was no, and then he won a Super Bowl.
Well, you know what, and I'm being honest with you, I always looked at it like it was going to be with Philly would he win the Super Bowl. And I guess that's where I've grown, like, duh, dummy, he could go somewhere else. But the fact that that tenure ended or that relationship in Philly – I think for people that said, you know what, you let a lot of chicken on the bone, Andy. You guys had a lot of chances. People would look at that, and then you see Peterson come and win a Super Bowl. And now Andy's a god in Kansas City when he gets a quarterback.
Right. And what I'm saying is, like, I don't care about the Philly fans. They're irrelevant. Mm. What I care about is there was a perception about Andy Reid that he couldn't win the big one. Not couldn't win the big one for Philly, just couldn't win the big one. Clock management issues, all that kind of stuff. And I've done that, too, where you say, that guy's got nothing. He's never going to win it.
And now
they win it. So, like, I'm kind of done saying a guy definitely can't do something.
All right.
But...
And you asked me that about Hurts, so I should say I think he's not going to, Stoney. How about that? Because I can't definitively tell you he's not.
No, and I'm not saying you shouldn't say that. I'm just saying, man, I like...
What about Trae Young?
Trae Young, what about him?
Can he win it?
Well, yeah, but he can't be the best player on your team.
But I think you're saying no with that then.
Okay, well, if he's the best player on your team, you're not going anywhere. So I think he's got to be...
There he is.
What?
You still do believe that there are players that can't get it done.
As a one, yeah. Like, I don't think... Yes.
That's all I'm trying to say. Don't doubt yourself, Steiny.
I love this, Evan.
I don't.
Stand on it.
Well, I stand on business.
No, you know why? Because there's no penalty for being wrong.
I need more of this
guy.
That's
the beauty
of life. Jackson stinks.
There we go.
Okay.
And you're one of his biggest supporters.
Who?
Lamar's. I think that was... You were...
Yeah, I was kidding.
Oh, well.
Of course I was kidding. Wait, did I say Lamar Jackson stinks or Mark Jackson stinks?
Yeah, both.
Yeah, okay. I just meant Mark. 888-957-9570 is the number. I got to... Question two about the Tua thing, because a lot of people are now weighing in. I mean, who gets to make that decision on Tua? I mean, whose decision is it?
Man.
888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game? It's presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Don't forget, Warren Moon. Warren Moon coming up at 1 o'clock. Warren Moon, one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever do it. That segment was brought to you by Lucky California.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.